tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another good episode of the Common Ground. Today I have a special guest, Pastor Campbell, a dedicated leader, a community builder, and someone with a true heart for service. She has been working tirelessly to support families in Jamaica after the recent hurricane, coordinating donations, gathering supplies, and mobilizing her church to bring real relief to those in need. Pastor Campbell's commitment goes beyond the pulpit. She's on the front lines, making sure help reaches the people who need it most. It's an honor to have her with us today to share her mission, her passion, and the incredible work she is doing for our Jamaican brothers and sisters. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Pastor Campbell. Campbell, how are you doing today, Pastor?
I'm doing great. God is good. I thank him for a new day. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine today, Pastor. Thank you for asking. Yes, how was the day today? How was church today?
Wonderful. It's always good to get together and fellowship in the presence of the Lord with his people. It's always an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much. So we're going to get right into it, okay? So I know, despite, you know what I'm saying, on the recent tragedy that happened in Jamaica today, right? You're here because you want to talk about a few things, and I'm going to ask you a few questions, okay?
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity for having me. Yes.
Oh, yeah, not a problem. So, Pastor Campbell, can you share why helping Jamaica during the Hurricane Melissa's aftermath is so important to you?
It is of vital importance to me. And based on my accent, one might say, oh, yeah, because she's Jamaican. Yes, I am a Jamaican by birth. But I am very sensitive, compassionate, and caring to the needs of all people. And right now, with the devastation that Jamaica is dealing with, as I mentioned earlier with another news ledger, that it's not just for a specific set of people, for example, to say family or friends. You know, in Jamaica, we have this song that is sung, One Love, One Heart. Yeah. Let's get together and feel our right.
Oh, yeah.
We are one people. And when one hurt, we all hurt. And so it is a very sad time for me. And although I am not in Jamaica right at this minute, my whole heart and mind is there. And I will get there when I can. But in the meantime, I am in the background doing everything that I can to help those who are in need.
Oh, that's really wonderful, though. And how has Hurricane Melissa personally impacted you, your family, or members of your church?
Seriously, it has been really a very hard and trying time. Even to date, there are families that I have in Jamaica that I have not heard from or heard about. So in the meantime, I put myself aside, focusing and helping others. Because even in our very own ministry here in Florida, we have two families here that have losses in Jamaica. One family lost three family members, and another one lost her sister in the flood in St. James, Jamaica. We received news from Westmoreland that one of our nieces and my husband's side, she lost everything, and the Lord saved her life because she had was to escape from her house during the hurricane when everything was crumbling to the ground. And it's only by faith that she, and by God's grace, that she is still here today. Because many tried that because they didn't have any options and they lost their lives or they are critically ill today. So we are thanking God that he smiled at her. And here we are still working on to see those and the projects that we can help with to help those there that are in need.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because, you know, I see so much online, like through Instagram and stuff, and I see, like, after the hurricane, I saw so much devastation. So many people that lost everything, the house, the cars. Yes. It just breaks my heart when I see, you know what I mean, the people that work, they work hard for those things.
Yes.
And, you know, some of them even just built their homes.
Yes. And the children. And I can tell you that there's still a lot more bad news to come ahead. Right. Because there's still so much there to rubbles to go through. And, you know, like with those here in our mission, we have to consider how emotionally impacted they are as well. You know, because you have to consider their needs, that they are not in Jamaica. They don't know what is happening there, or what where the body of their loved ones are. Some of them may not know. And so that's a worry, too. So it's to balance the entire scale of helping them as well to cope.
Yes, I agree with that. So can you explain, for the listeners, right, who may not know how severe was Hurricane Melissa's impact on Jamaica? How severe was the hurricane? How bad was it?
According to the news, they said it was a Category 5. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the highest one, in the highest category.
Yes.
Yes. So you can just imagine the devastation, because in Jamaica, many homes, you know, many people are able to build solid concrete homes, which even concrete homes got demolished in the hurricane that just went by, Hurricane Melissa, compared to those who were living, you know, at a more lower levels, and people that just live just in an area where they are able to afford an affordable area. And because sometimes people are renting land, or they're just getting a place to stay. So it's where they get a place to make up their home, right? Uh-huh. So, you know, it's very devastating for them. I can't imagine what it looked like in Jamaica, although I'm not there, you know, because I've experienced a hurricane before in Jamaica. And I think that was Gilbert.
Yeah. Gilbert, that's 88, yeah.
Yeah, and that was devastating. Mm-hmm. You know, I watched part of our roof flew. So mm-hmm. I can just imagine what a higher category as 5 has done to Jamaica. My husband comes from a place in Westmoreland close to Roseville called Bethel Town.
Okay. And
the only description I could get from someone about that, they says it's no longer on the map. It's totally wiped out.
Is it no longer? Is it Bethel Town?
They said everything in Bethel Town was wiped out. Nothing is standing.
So for the listeners, where is Bethel Town located?
Bethel Town is in Westmoreland.
Oh, Westmoreland.
Yeah, so Westmoreland, St. Elizabeth, and I think, I know for sure St. Anne, some areas there, and other areas that I spoke to from people that are there are seriously devastated. So, yeah.
Wow, I never heard that before. Bethel Town. So the whole thing is completely wiped out from the map.
That's what I was told from people who's from that area.
Okay. So I know this, I need to ask this question too, right? When you brought up land, so sometimes when devastation happens, right? Sometimes some vultures come in and try to sweep up and try to buy land from people, right? So who has money? So do you think people should sell their land, or do you think they should just hold on to the land and rebuild?
Let me tell you, desperation is a serious matter to consider.
Right.
And our beliefs, I don't think, will matter when a person is desperate, or when you have to understand that right now a lot of people are going through a mindset where they are hungry. Mm-hmm. You know, they're looking at their losses, as you had mentioned earlier, which you have seen. I saw it myself.
Yeah.
Some just completed building their homes. I saw a woman with 5 children, she said, just completed building her home, and the storm took it. Again, if they sell their land, where will they go?
Yeah.
So that has to be considered. So that is something that they will have to consider before making decisions.
Gotcha. You know,
Jamaica is a beautiful place.
Yes, it is.
It's strong. And if they stand together, if we stand together and help each other, I believe that we can pull through this. Yes? So no matter how difficult it may look now, with time, in time,
yeah,
and believe in God and trust in God and staying together, we can build together, and we'll get back to where we were even better.
Yeah, I agree with that. So what are some of the most urgent needs you're seeing on the ground right now?
Food is a staff of life.
Okay.
I believe that food is safety. Safety is paramount. And also for them to get proper and clean, proper place to sleep, you know, somewhere that is clean, somewhere with good covering, so at least there is some privacy. But that is not even the most important thing right now. The most important thing is safety and food. They need food. And a lot of people love for some family members as well and friends and everybody there to get back electricity so that they can connect with their loved one abroad or he's like, for example, I'd love to hear from somebody. And I'm pretty sure I am hoping for the best. That is because there is no electricity why I'm not hearing. And mm-hmm. I'm sure that there are many other people who are feeling likewise. So we would love for them to be in good health, that health care is on the ground there, and that they are getting the proper care that they need. Those who may be injured or, you know, medically challenged, that they are getting the medication that they need. People are getting food, nutritious food to eat. The babies are taken care of. The smaller children are guided, you know. Those are some important things that we need to consider at this time.
I agree with that 100%, though. You know, especially the little babies, man, missing all the some diapers, formula, all the stuff that they actually need out there, too, you know?
Absolutely.
Yes, man.
And they don't understand, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah. They are totally dependent on their parents who are saying, who do I have to depend on?
Yeah.
You know, no one else but God, really.
Yeah, because
they've been waiting for something to eat all day and it may not come until the next day.
Yeah, that's so true. So can you explain the relief mission of your church and its organization, the organizing?
Okay, and what we're doing. All right, so we are doing everything we can to help. Here in Florida, I operate under the Pentecostal City Mission Church banner. Yes. We are here in Florida. Our regional overseer is Dr. David Johnson, who is just an excellent leader and work well with each of us. I know that I am happy to have him on our team because he's a strong resource, a go-to person and a great director. Right. Okay. And so with him here in the region, and the work that I am doing here as the Pentecostal City Mission Church is one of the pastors in Winter Haven, Polk County. Here, I form a nonprofit organization, which I think I told you about in our first meet. And this was formed way back even before 2011. And we have been working diligently. First, our name was Feed the Hungry, Clothe the Naked. And now we change it to Rafa Hands Extended Community Outreach. That I view as an extension of our mission, Pentecostal City Mission. And so that's a great outreach ministry that helps to pull in resources, not only for the hurricane victim in Jamaica, but we have been working diligently over the years, feeding our local communities, helping other churches, and doing what we can, not only with food, we also give a personal care, counseling, and other things, you know, that they may need help with. Motivational speaking, and, you know, just working in whatever area we can in educating people. And so when Hurricane Melissa came about, we moved forward under the directions of our regional overseer, Dr. David Johnson, and with Rafa Hands Extended, which I am the founder and the CEO of that mission, and along with our team and the mission and evangelism team, because here in Florida, I am the director of mission and evangelism over Florida, Belize, and Kenya.
Okay.
And I also work internationally with the overseer, Bishop Marcia Gale. And so we work all over doing what we can to help. So right now at this moment, what we are doing, our outreach mission is helping to bring in supplies and needs that we can put together to send to Jamaica. The church is doing what it can to come together and put together so we can send it to Jamaica to help the people who are in need. Using our headquarters in Kingston as a center to receive. So what we're doing, we contacting different organizations, the local people who I believe everybody is aware of what is happening in Jamaica. People have been so far very supportive. I find if it's even prior or how are you doing to be very supportive. Because everybody may not have something to give, mm-hmm. but if even a kind word or you know an encouraging word or just to show that you care, it helps a long way. So we are doing what we can to gather. And the plan is to build crates, and my husband is working on that right now. We are building crates where we will pack whatever items we receive. Items such as personal hygiene stuff, canned meats, rice, flour, sugar, oil, you know, baby supplies, elderly supplies. And so, and we pack in these containers. Clothing is paramount. But right now, as I mentioned earlier, food and medication, water, clean water, and safety is paramount. So we are getting those things together, and we'd love to get them in Jamaica before the month end to our headquarters so that it will reach the people in Jamaica that are in need. You understand that many things are going to Jamaica. We hear a lot of things on the news, right?
Right.
But we don't know the extensity. We don't know the fact about it. We don't know the fine details. We don't know how it has been distributed. But I have every confidence that when it reaches Jamaica to our headquarters, that our bishop there, the overseer of 62 churches there in Jamaica, will get it out into the neighborhoods with the other churches and along with our churches, ensuring that the people that, you know, there might be a little old lady or some kids around the corner that nobody knows about, or they are not able to come out and go there, and they can be reached. We have experienced this the other day when there was a Hurricane Ian and Fort Myers was destroyed. Right. We went down there to help. As I mentioned, we don't just only help Jamaica. We have helped Haiti. We have helped Puerto Rico. And so when right here in Florida, when the hurricane destroyed Fort Myers, I took a team down there. And we worked diligently down there. There were people in the neighborhood that were not able to come out on the surface. So we had was to walk street and lanes and corners, finding people. We found the handicapped. We found shut-ins. We found children. We found people who have no means of getting out into the city. And we were able to serve those people with food and clothing and medical supply. That bring great joy to us because we're able to meet the needs of people who are critically in need. Yes? Because remember, when these missions go out to serve, they form like one big area where other people can come. But have we considered the people who are not able to come to these locations? Somebody have to go out and find them. So we move accordingly, just as we do in our community outreach here. We don't wait for people to come to our location to get food. We take the food out into the community to help the people.
Perfect. Yes, ma'am. So what inspired, right? I know you briefly touched on it a little bit, but what inspired the need of Rappahannock, and what specific assistance is Pentecostal City Mission Church and Rappahannock Extended Community Outreach Mission providing to your community and Jamaica right now?
We are gathering supplies. We are putting the word out there.
Okay.
We are bringing awareness to what we are doing. We are collecting and we are packing and we are shipping off to Jamaica under the guidance of our regional overseer and his direction, along with the organizations that have been helping us and, you know, and Rafa Hand itself on a whole, contributing along with my medical practice, Universal Health and Wellness Medical Center. We do what we can to help to reach the people in Jamaica.
Okay. And how will, like, how will the donated supplies be shipped and distributed in Jamaica?
Well, we have set up the location at 229 State Road 60 East in Lake Wales, Florida, where the items can be dropped off. And those who are not able to come to the location, they can send the items through Instacart, Publix, or Walmart, and we will collect it. Or they can send it through Amazon, and we were receiving items that way. Then when everything is gathered at the property, this upcoming Saturday morning, although it is our church anniversary weekend, we are using the morning to pack crates. So the other churches will be traveling from South Florida, along with those of us who are here and the mission team and the team from Rafa Hands. And we will be packing crates so that they can get off to Jamaica next week.
Okay, okay. And I know you talked about it earlier too. What are the most urgent items people can donate right now? Most urgent items.
We need food. We need food. We need like canned meat. We need canned soup. We need nutritious bars.
Okay.
Drink like protein drink like Ensure Boost, Glucerna. We need, because those are more filling and it will help the muscles and keep the body. Yes. And so we need to have protein is vital. We need to have like water bottle filters that can purify water. We need to have medical supply, Tylenol, ibuprofen, first aid needs, Band-Aid, Neosporin, things like that, Advil, stuff that will help people that they can use right away, sanitary napkins, deodorants, razors, a toothbrush, toothpaste, yes, things like that, that are immediate needs. We need those things, baby diapers, Vaseline, things that they can use now, you know, that will help them to survive until they get their lives back together. This is going to be a very long haul. It's not just now. So our plan is for a continuous process as the Lord leads. We don't know how often, but we know we'll be doing this as much as we possibly can as the resources come in. We can only do as much as we can with the help that we are receiving. Receiving in the items are one, but remember, putting the items together and shipping them to Jamaica is quite costly.
Yeah. You put all stuff in the barrels and all the stuff, very expensive. So how can local families right here, I know you just talked about it, but let's reiterate, okay? How can our local families here in the U.S. support this mission? Say the address again of what you just said about Amazon and all of that.
229 State Road 60 East, Lake Wales, Florida, 33853. That's 229 State Road 60 East, Lake Wales, Florida, 33853. You can also Zelle. And the Zelle number is 863-845-6679.
863-845-6679.
Excuse me.
Okay. And also, they can send through Amazon, you said? Amazon and Instacart and all the good stuff if they choose to, right?
Yes. Amazon can ship directly here.
Right.
Instacart and from Publix or Walmart or wherever locally Instacart is acceptable, we will definitely go and collect it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Any little thing counts, man. It doesn't matter. Canned food.
Make sure that people are fed.
Yes.
Food is the staff of life.
Yes. Anything, yes, ma'am. So for people who can't donate goods or financial donations, or financial donation accepted, and you just said it, right? Zelle?
Zelle. 83845-6679. And if they're using WhatsApp, Cash App. What's that? Mm-hmm. They're using Cash App. It is the $ Blessed Child of God.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good stuff. And where is the drop? Okay, you always say drop off location already.
Yes. Okay.
And then, okay, the contact number, y'all told me the contact number. So do you have transportation or shipping partners helping with sending supplies to Jamaica?
We don't have any shipping partners or transportation other than we will definitely need to rent those. So when the time comes, we will definitely rent a truck. And we are collecting, you know, financial needs, money, get some the money together where we can ship these crates off. I communicated with the shipping company earlier this week, past week, and the crates that are big enough to fit like 5 barrels of supplies, they run anywhere around $800 to Jamaica. And they, along with that, there is an additional transport cost to get it to the center that ships it off. Yes. So it costs, and then you have to buy the material to build those boxes. So it gets expensive. But when you consider the need of the people, and the more you watch it on the TV and on the news, you recognize if you really have a heart for people, that you will do whatever you can to help someone else. And that's what we are about. Helping someone else.
I agree with that. 100%. So how long has your church been serving the Jamaican community, both here and abroad? How long have y'all been doing that?
Ages. Our church in Jamaica, our headquarters, actually, entire church body has just celebrated their centennial, right? Mm. So it's a long time. But I know for sure here in Florida, we have been doing this. I'm birthed from the Boynton Beach Pentecostal City Mission Church.
Okay.
Ever since I am attending that church, which now is over 29 years, they have always been serving. They have always been serving. Yes, yeah, around 28 going on, 29, yeah. They have always been serving the community. And I myself personally never quit. I've been doing that ever since I was a little kid. My parents owned a supermarket. I grew up in business and politics. Okay. And are always serving. And so it's very easy for me to serve because I enjoy doing it. I was born doing it. So when we relocated to Polk County, which now it's 19 years plus, we have continued to serve. So it's quite a long time since we are serving and helping and doing what we can to help others.
Yeah, that's a very long time though. So for this hurricane, right? For the listeners who may not know, I know you talked about it earlier, but how severe was the dagger hurricane? How did it impact Jamaica? How severe was it? How bad was it?
It's a Category 5.
Category 5, right?
Yes. Serious devastation on the grounds right now.
Gotcha. And just like you said earlier about certain land that was destroyed.
Not everybody in Jamaica lives on a mountain. I was born and raised on a mountain.
Yes. Oh, you were?
Yes, I was born and raised in the hills of Brownstown, St. Anne.
Okay.
In a little district called Middle Buxton that I'm so proud of and love so dearly because I have learned everything there. I've learned to be a strong Black woman. And I am so proud of that. Born and raised in a church where my dad supplies the light for the church. If daddy didn't go to church, there's no light at church. Mm. Mother was always praying. So lucky for me that I had that opportunity. But some people, they're on flat land. For example, places I think I've gone in Westmoreland and even St. Elizabeth, those land are flat. And on lots of other places in Jamaica, the land is flat. They are not on a hill. They are on flat surface. So flooding is more easy to you know, in those areas because it's flat. And then the water accumulated or however way the wind or the sun or whatever, in whatever area they are. And as I mentioned earlier, some people are in those locations not by choice.
Mm-hmm.
If they had another option, maybe they wouldn't, but they have no choice but to be there. Because right. Sometimes it's either that family gave them a little place to stay, or rent them a piece of land, or gave them a piece of land. So that's where they have to build their lives.
That's so true.
Yeah, so it would be difficult for them to even think about
moving
or relocating, because that's what they have. And if they have lost everything, this is where they're going to have to go back and rebuild for betterment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I agree with that. So what stories or testimonies have you heard from families affected by the storm, by the hurricane?
I've not heard from many families.
Okay.
As I said earlier, that one of my nieces and my husband's side, we received news from her that she have lost everything, almost lost her life with her house crumbling down. So with her, there is total disaster there for her. So she needs to start all over again for her and her family. I've heard stories, about people who have lost loved ones. I'm dealing with two of them here in our mission. I've heard lots of news clippings of, and even on Facebook and on the news, of what is happening with people and how they have lost their lives, lost their loved ones, and you know what they're currently dealing with. So there is lots of terrifying stories, and you wouldn't expect it to be any different, because when you consider a category 5 mm-hmm. hurricane hitting a little island as Jamaica,
yeah,
got to be serious devastation there.
Very serious.
I heard stories of dead animals and bodies. And, you know, I saw one guy in Westmoreland was saying, Martishan, that he has never seen anything like this in all his years of the business. So it is pretty sad.
Yes, it is. Okay, so can you explain why sanitary products and hygiene items are also important during these relief efforts?
For health and wellness. You know, the body needs to be cleaned. And so women will need their sanitary napkins. Babies will need their diapers. They need, in the heat down there right now, maybe some people may not have water to even take a bath. Mm-hmm. They need deodorant where they can put on to help with the perspiration. They need wet wipes. You may not be able to take a bath, but they may have something that can give them some, you know, clean them up a bit. You know, those things are vital. Brushing their teeth, preventing cavities, health maintenance. They need those things, of course. So that's vital.
Okay. I know earlier you mentioned our protein bars, right? So why are protein bars and non-perishable goods essential for this disaster relief?
Many people may not, a lot of them that are affected by the storm, because I understand that there are areas in Kingston where people are not affected in that way, but those areas that are deeply affected, those people are in serious needs. Some of them may just be getting back electricity, some may not have any. A protein bar, some peanut butter, or a sure or a boost can help as a meal replacement. Yes. Okay. And that will help the body because of the multiple different type of nutrients that it consists of. Yes. And so it is vital that they have that. They may not have water to cook, but they can use those things to eat in the meantime. I mean, canned soup, I know you'd like to have it hot, but if you're hungry, you will drink it cold. Yeah. So, you know, and knowing Jamaicans and being a Jamaican myself that grew up in a hilltop, we will make it work. Jamaicans know how to rub two rock stones together to get fire. Yes, they will find some wood somewhere and they will make a fire. Yeah. You know, we are survival people. We know how to survive, you know. So we just want a little to help us to make a lot.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So let's see. So can church groups and schools join the effort as well? Other church groups and schools and all the good stuff here in America. Hello? I think Pastor Campbell. Let's give it a couple seconds. Let's give it a couple seconds though. While I try to reconnect. You know, Jamaican relief is really needs the good relief in Jamaica because there's so much devastation I've seen. Okay, here, Pastor Campbell.
Yes, I'm here.
Are you back now?
I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Sometimes things happen. Sometimes the phone freezes a little bit, but it's okay. Yes.
Okay. Thank you for holding. I didn't know what happened.
Yes, ma'am. So, can church groups, right, and schools join the effort?
Definitely. Definitely. We welcome any help. Okay. We welcome the resources. You know, it is my plan as well that not this year, I'm thinking that next year,
okay.
to take a group of us to Jamaica on a mission team.
Mm-hmm.
I was working with a group of people and also another organization that have the same interests. And however way we are going to get there, rather by ship or by plane, or whatever way the Lord opens the door for us to get there, we will be going to assist, not only looking for family or friends, but to work across the island to see what we can do to help others.
Okay. And you say that's something you plan to do sometime next year?
Yes.
So with that, right? So what kind of volunteer type of opportunity could come about that when you started?
When that opportunity arises, we'll need medical people.
Okay.
We'll need everybody in a whole who is willing to help. Construction workers, people who are willing to volunteers, assist the elderly, to help little ones, you know, even to go into the hospitals, if it's even to give baths, whatever the needs are. We will light a fire, we will cook, and we will serve. We'll need someone to pass the food out, whatever it takes. Yes. I am not one of those who don't want to get my hands dirty. If you notice, I don't even wear nails because I use my hands a whole lot. Wow. I'm a people person. I interact with people a whole lot. Yes. So my philosophy is not fashion. I like to be free and I just want to help somebody else. Right. So I am not afraid to go to Jamaica and get some wood myself and light a fire. Cook a pot of soup or some rice and beans and some chicken or whatever and serve people. That is me. That's what I love to do. That's what I want to do. Yes. And while they're eating, I can tell them about the love of the Almighty God. Yes. And so that's me. That's what we would love to do. So we want to go down to Jamaica and we want to be able to do that, reaching those people as well and helping them in a time of sadness and to understand that the things that they have lost, it's a great loss to them. They grieve those things. People are humans. The way you and I may say, oh, it's just a car, we can get a car back later. That person may not have a resource to get that car back later. They're not in America.
Yeah.
It's a different country, a different expectation, different things. You know, many people have worked for years to accomplish what they have, you know, and they may not have the ability to work all those years again to replace them. So it's devastating. This affects them mentally, physically, financially, and spiritually. So we have to be able to go in and help in whatever area we can. Even if we can't do all of it, we can't fit all the gaps. We can't fill the financial aspect of it. but we can give some spiritual guidance. We can give some physical help, you know. We can give some emotional help. We can give some counseling. It's valid. It's vital to step in, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody, people all they need some kind of help. Just like some kind of counseling, even as a prayer. Something. Yes, ma'am. Something. So what message do you have for Jamaican Americans listening right now? For Jamaicans here in America. What message do you have for them?
The message I have for them is that although things are looking so grim right now, things seems hopeless. Seems like you will never get to where you were again or anytime soon. Mm-hmm. Remember that God is faithful. No matter how difficult it may be, He's a provider. No one can stand against God. And He has a plan for everything that is done. But we can depend on Him. We can count on Him. We can trust Him that He will take care of us because He's a God of compassion, love, grace, and mercy. And He will restore to you what you have lost. Just have faith and trust Him. Trust the process. Do not take your eyes off Jesus Christ. No matter what the enemy is telling you, do not take your eyes off of Him. Keep your eyes on Him. Stay prayerful. He's not incompetent in any way. He hears and He will answer. You know, Hagar was in a situation, one that would cause her to run away from it. But God tell her to return to where she was having the difficulties, to where things looked like there was no way out. But the reason be is because God have a blessing for her. And that was how she was going to receive it. God, it does not intend for us to suffer. He has a plan for you. He has a plan for us. And in His timing, He will come through. He will come through for you. Just have faith and believe. We don't know why things happen sometimes. We don't know why we go through the things we're going through. But we sure know today that Jesus Christ came because God loves us. Therefore, with that blessed assurance, we know that His love will carry us through, no matter what it may be. Stay together. Love each other. Continue to be strong. Hold on to each other. Stand. Remember, undivided we will fall, but together we will stand. Yes. Stand strong, Jamaica.
Okay.
Keep your focus on God, and He will see you through.
Yeah, that's so true. And how has faith, right, Carly? I know you mentioned, but how has faith played a role in the relief mission, though?
Faith in God.
Okay.
Without faith in God, because as I mentioned, you may hear of millions of dollars and whatever is going on and going to Jamaica are projected to help Jamaica. And many people are saying, we don't know if it's going to reach us. We don't know if we're going to get any help. Have faith. God know where you are. God know what your needs are. And God will direct it to you. Yes, because what He has for you, nobody can take it for you. Just have faith and believe that God is a God of possibilities.
That's right about that. And also, can you share like a scripture or spiritual message for those hurting in Jamaica right now?
I believe everyone in Jamaica right now is hurting in some kind of way based off what has happened in Jamaica. But I want to tell you, everyone in Jamaica again right now, another scripture I'll give you is, use Psalms 46 as a prescription for your situation that you're dealing with down there right now. Yes, a spiritual prescription. Should you look at the situation down there as a diagnosis, a spiritual prescription in your devastation? Yes. Why? because he said that he is your refuge and strength and a very present help in the time of trouble. Wow. No matter what is going on around you, God will see you through it. Just trust him. He said you ought to be still and know that he is God. Just be still and know that he is God. He will be exalted among the nation. Yes. And he will be exalted in the earth. He is God. Just be still and know that he is God. Understand that you are not alone. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Understand that he said that the Lord of hosts is with you. The God of Jacob is your refuge. Yes.
Yes. Trust. Yes. Trust. Yeah, yeah. You're absolutely right, though. Let's see. How has the church community responded so far?
The church community has been excellent. Not only Pentecostal City Mission Church, not only Rafa Hands Extended Community Outreach. I've seen multiple other outreach communities. I've seen multiple other churches that are helping. Even here at our foundation, I have had churches that came out and give to help those who are in Jamaica. I have seen the work in Jamaica, even from our headquarters there in Kingston. I've seen where ministers and reverends and other ordained personnel and friends and members are out in the streets feeding people. I saw them in St. Elizabeth cook and feeding people. I saw them in other areas passing out bags with groceries. So they have been standing really strong. What they need there in Jamaica is for the resources, for the items to get to them so that they can get it to the people. And that's what my motive is, to get it to Jamaica, to the headquarters, so that our bishop there, Marcia Gale, will get it out to the people who are in need. And I am so happy and grateful that our regional overseer here, Dr. David Johnson, stand, and our mission team stand. Yes, and his wife, Deaconess Johnson, that they stand with us. And the other churches here in Florida and Belize, that they stand with us to help us, to help those who are in Jamaica. Yes, and we are doing what we can. And not only in the physical, in the spiritual, because we cannot do it without God. We cannot do it without prayer. We stay prayerful while we make our moves as the Lord leads.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. Okay, so what would you say to someone who feels their small donation doesn't matter?
Oh, no. Your donation matters, great or small. We welcome it, we appreciate it, and we thank you for it, and we pray that God will bless you for it. Yes, please, great or small, you can send your donation to 229 State Road 60 East, Lake Wales, Florida, 33853. Or you can Zelle it to 863-845-6679. 863-845-6679. You can title it as well, Hurricane Melissa 2025, or Help for Jamaica 2025. Anything there, it goes to help the people who are in need.
Perfect. And the problem might be the last question. What do people often misunderstand about disaster relief in developing countries?
Again, I don't know what their beliefs are. Everybody mm-hmm. believes when it comes to those things, it's a personal matter. That's a different approach. Everybody have their own approach in regards to that.
Okay. Matter of fact, I think I got time for one more. So how can we keep attention on Jamaica after the news cycle moves on?
Oh, can we keep attention to Jamaica?
Yeah. After the news, stop talking about it.
It will be present. Jamaica is not going to recover in a year or two.
Right.
As I mentioned, the devastation I encounter here in Hurricane Ian down there in Fort Myers.
Yeah.
They're still in the recovery process.
Yes.
That was in 22.
Right.
Comparing to a Category 5 hurricane in Jamaica, it's a long haul.
So yes.
It continues on.
Go ahead.
Those who follow Rafa Hands and Pentecostals in the Mission Church and Facebook, you will see me. I will be talking about it. I'll be able to put content in there that I gather from Jamaica. Or you will see it on the news as we progress along the way. But it will not be so quickly forgotten. The progress needs continuous attention.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I remember after the hurricane happened, right? And they were talking about Hurricane Gilbert back in 1988. I actually looked it up. And it took like 10 years to rebuild Jamaica after Hurricane Gilbert. I like, man, that was crazy.
So think about a Category 5.
Yes. Yes. You're right.
And but they will rise again. Jamaicans are
Jamaicans always rise. But one thing about Jamaicans, Jamaicans are very resilient people. And they're going to always come out on, better on the other hand.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. And Pastor Campbell, I thank you so much for this great episode today. And hopefully everything goes good and people will donate. Please donate. Okay, because this is for a very great, good cause for right here. So yes. You know, we send relief to Jamaica. And again, Pastor Campbell, I thank you so much. And thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
Yes, before you...
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.